Hello everyone, my name is Andy Fuller. I'm the pastor of Malden Manor Community Church, and I was due to be preaching at the gathering here in New Malden today, but coronavirus has put a temporary stop to that. But we're still doing what we can, so please turn in your Bible to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, and I will read from verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. We're living in very strange times, aren't we? Who would have thought even just a week or two ago that the lives of everyone here in the UK and in so many other parts of the world would be so drastically different, that shops would be rationing toilet rolls, that the football season would be stopped, that Glastonbury would be cancelled, that schools would be shut, and that church wouldn't be able to meet together. Like this psalm says, it feels like everything that seemed so solid is now being shaken to its roots. We're not sure what is true and what's not, what to do, how long this thing will last, and it's difficult. You know, the words of this psalm were inspired by the Holy Spirit for times just like this. Times when we need to be reminded of what is absolutely true. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God hasn't changed. He hasn't left the building. He hasn't got distracted. God is not taken by surprise by this virus. He's not changed his mind about this world that he loves. I am is still sovereign over everything. The one who is the same yesterday and today and forever, for whom nothing is impossible, who loves this world so much that he gave himself to save it, he has not gone anywhere. This God, he is our refuge and strength. I don't know if you've ever had an experience in life which shook you and took you to the end of yourself, leaving you just exhausted, afraid, weak. An experience where you needed someone else to be strong for you because you couldn't be that for yourself. Or you needed someone else to be your safe place because you couldn't find that for yourself. In times like that, and for some of us times like this that we're facing right now, or maybe we will face if we're isolated or unwell, when the whole world is shaky, we can know, we can really know in the depth of our being that God is our refuge, our safe place, our strength when we have no strength of our own. So how does that work? What do we need to do to make that our experience? Well, the writer of another one of the Psalms shows us how. In Psalm 46, we read these words, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. So how do we set the Lord always before us? I've got three quick suggestions. The first one is look at him. God shows himself to us in the Bible, and supremely in Jesus. So spend time in the truth of God's word and look at him there. Fix your eyes on him. Secondly, seek him. Spend time in quiet with God. Ask him to speak to you and then listen for his voice. Don't come with any requests, not asking for anything, not with any agenda, just you and God and quiet. And see what he says when you listen. See what he gives you when you position yourself to receive. So look at him, seek him, and third, enjoy him. Take time to praise and to worship him. You know, that's not only something for Sundays with a band in the church building. So use worship songs and sing. Pray. Meditate on a verse, spend some time on an aspect of who God is, but take time to enjoy him, and he will minister to your very soul. And you know, as you do this, as you consciously set him before you, like he's right there in front of you, then whatever else comes your way, he will always be in the picture. And everything else will start to be in its right perspective under him. And the result is that it is truly possible for us not to be shaken, not to be fearful. With this God set before us, with him always in the picture, an ever-present help, we can be people of faith and not people of fear. So in this shaky time, let's not feed our fears. Let's feed our faith. Let's decide right now to take some of the extra time we may have on our hands while we can't do what we would normally do, and spend it with our ever-present, all-powerful, loving Father God. And who knows, maybe one of the things that he wants to bring out of this different, difficult season is for his people to get to know him better than ever. So whatever we face, including this virus, this is the truth. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Let's pray. Father God, in this season where the whole world is shaken, help us make time to look at you, to seek you, to worship you. And as we do, I pray that we will see you and hear you and know you more and more, and truly be your people, full of faith to face whatever is coming. Amen.